Hi, sag mal, einmal zu diesem Schädel, oder? Die anderen Schädel sind noch so eine Reihe. Wir haben einen Case, wo wir noch los aus der Reihe. Says a few enough to chayav and a few of Madomet Rosh Bishiv Saifa Boynis Potter. Main chiddush is that even the Madomet Rosh Bishiv Saifa Boynis Potter, you could also have a case where you chayav by Nafl. Rashi needs that for the Hemshech Lugumar. The Gemara says, Mishkachs Le Bekaisel Ruwa. The case is, if the Kaisel was shaky, was crumbly, so then you would be chayav for Nafl. What's the Pshat? So to remind you, The boyle la sukiyadai, the nafal achi, should have realized that maybe bricks are going to fall. In fact, the Gemara safe, loy nafal achi, the nafalinu, kolasher b'shiyu b'sayfer b'aynus. Nice, it's kolasher b'shiyu b'sayfer b'aynus. So why is he chayef? That's what Rashi had to say. What's the kasha? Yeah, he's chayef because kolasher b'shiyu b'sayfer b'aynus is chayef. Yeah, but the whole point is that the whole point of Rav Zid was that you could have a case of that Naflu is Chayev, even the Mandomet Chosav Shiv Seif Bainis is Potter. In other words, the Mandomet Chosav Shiv Seif Bainis is Chayev, of course, to have a case where Naflu is Chayev. You have even a simple case, what if it was Naflu Merochik? According to those who showed him that it's Shayach Naflu Merochik. I don't know if it actually holds that way. But Akapanim, the point of the Gemara is that you could have a case where Naflu is Chayev Lukulyam. The Gemara says, what's the case? Kaisel Ruah, why is the Chayav L'Kulyam and the Madomet Kosev Shiv Saif Abayin is Potter? He should still be Potter because his Maisa was learned off L'Achi. So Machlek is showing what it means exactly, Nof L'Achi. What is the Kosev Shiv Saif Abayin? What's the case? Nof L'Achi, does that mean that it's a Pshir because when the deep climbs up over there, bricks might get knocked down and a brick can hit somebody in the head? Which would be like Tzeres. That what the Gemara means? And that's called Chilosh Shabbosim of Seif Avinus. The Kelim Nidhi climbed up, so it's a Pshia, because maybe it's going to knock down a brick. And then the Maisa, the Kelim Nidhi fell down, so that's Chilosh Shabbosim of Seif Avinus. Whereas the Pshat, Nofli Achi, that a brick will give way and the Kelim Nidhi will fall down. So you can show them a different way. If you learn the first way, it's the Chiddush, because and you're just saying it's also seen with Saif Avinus from a different kind of, it's a different, what was that mean with the Chatzin Ezek Nezek Shalom? If it's the Pshir, was it a Kavit Tzeres? So that be called, so say now with Saif Avinus, I know it's an interesting case. Also with Pshir Tzeres and Saif Avinus, would it be Nezek Shalom, Chatzin Ezek? Yeah, it's telling you a lot of things. I don't want to get bogged down in it, but just interesting to think of it. Akoponim, so my answer is, Leitzicha b'Kaisel Tzar. The case is that it was a Kaisel Tzar. A Kaisel Tzar, Nofl is not honest. So Rashi says, Afil Nofl Chayovim, Afil Madom, Tosu B'Shiv, Seifu Nispoter, Mishkachas l'B'Kaisel Ush, Amake Gavi Lua, Vafil Gavi Nafil Havi B'Shiv. Yiboy Lasuki B'Tmir, Loi Nofl Achi, V'Nofl Inu. When we came to say safe, loy nafal achi, ain't safe of Shia. The Kaisel Tsar, Shemaka, Hagag, Tabet, Dochel, the Chinich and Bresha Gag, have a little sukedite, the Kofzi, a Michael Kedakon, to climb up in the Mako, and when the Mako shoots on, awfully. This Nachin is Tsar is Meshupa, so it'll slide out. Okay, see, right, we're talking about it. Hakelav avish shadolgu mimata l'mayla p'tua mimayla l'mata chayavim. Od the botanical shadolgu ben mimayla ben l'mata ben mimayla l'mata ben mimata l'mata chayavim. Rashi says Rashi says the Prat, Kelabadi, Shedogu, Milamato, Milamilo, it's Potter. Potter doesn't mean Potter Lagame. Potter means it's Mishuna and it's Chatzin Ezek. Seem places to send it. Everybody agrees to that. If you actually say, "Oh, so later on," the Gemara says in the next verse, that the Gemara says the verse is loshen of pturim, and then it comes out that surely only the shunah. So the Gemara says, "My pturim nezik shalom chayav mechatzi nezik." Why did the Gemara say it right now? At this point, the Gemara should say, "My pturim." What do you mean pturim? Chatzi nezik. The Gemara should say, "My pturim nezik shalom chayav mechatzi." The Gemara later on has to say, "Why doesn't the Gemara over here have to spell it out?" Places was bothered by this passion. Other material says actually Adam, he nami lab urche. What does it matter that it's mishuna? Look which me matil and myla. Still he's not. The aim of Adam sat Thomas el of the behemu. Adam's mood loyelam. There's such thing by Adam as a person is matzah. Adam a masik. It doesn't matter. Adam mood loyelam. It doesn't matter whether it's there's not sat Thomas and Adam a masik. Whether it's Mishun or not Mishun, a person does a Mishun like a thing, he's still Chayav as Adam Mamasa. So that's why Adam is Chayav ben Lamata ben Lamala. And the Tarnagel, Darki Ladalaga, who live Mata Lamala. The Tarnagel, Masama, multi talented, they can jump up and they can jump down. So that's not Mishun at all. So bottom line, it says in this Braisa that Adam and Tarnagel are Mu'd either way. Tarnagel, because it's Mu'd, because that's his derech to jump both ways. And the Adam doesn't matter if that's his death, if it's Mishunah or not. Kelev and Gdi, so here it depends. Lamato, Lamailo, that's Mishunah, according to Rashi, it's Chatzin Nezik. Lamailo, Lamato, that's Urche, and that's Chai. Frankly, more of a Tanya, I Kelev Agisha Dolgo, Ben Lamailo, Ben Lamato, Ben Lamailo, Ben Lamailo, Ptur. In this price it says that it's Ptur either way. That's Rashi's Girsa Agis, and it's Ptur. The roof is Gores Chayov. Then the Chayov, then the Sugi Chayov is a little bit different. But Agis is Ptur. So in this price it says that they're both Mishunah. Lamaila Lamata is Mishunah, Lamata Lamaila is Mishunah, everything's Mishunah. They're still in the prices. Tigamir Papa, the Apich Mepach, Kalbuch, the Zifir, the Skira, the Gadio, the Sricha. It means that they were Kaifets in a Mishunah de Kawai. A Chelev was there, because the Kaifets with climbing, and it just jumped. And like these, forget. So it did it in Oif and Mishunah. So that's why you're potter. In fact, the Gemara, Yehochi Amai Ptur, so why are they potter? So it's Mishunah. Mishunah is not a reason to be potter Lagamri. My answer is Ptur Menezek Shalom, Mechayel Mechatzin Ezek. Rashi says, B'skir Fitzo, Svicha Shana Yitzpoin of Bekleshu Shendark and Gacha Mishunah. That's it, Rashi doesn't give us much more. Let's take a look at the bottom of Tosis, all the Vitarnago. So I want to do like this. Before we look at Tosis and Zayt, why don't we see first Tosis of Ben Peretz and the Rashba, and then we'll place the Tosis that we have. Starts off sounding like Rabbeinu Peretz and he ends up sounding like the Rashba, which at what point Tosis is transitioning. So let's see the Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz first. More, Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz is more simpler. Tosis of Rabbeinu Peretz says, he starts off like Rashi. Ptur means chatzin ezek. But other b'tarnigel should go ben lemaila ben lemaila chayov. Ben taymar, atinich b'tarnigel, ashmin and davi yurchi b'hochi, mishalom nesek shalom lehavi mishuna. Ela v'odom, maika mashmala, ein chilik v'odom ben urchi ben mishuna. What's the chiddush that the odom is chay ben lemaila ben lemaila? Case by Adam, there's no concept by Adam and Mishun at all. So what's the Chiddush of the Baisa that Adam is Chayav ben Lamaila ben Lamaila ben Lamaila ben Lamaila? So don't have Pashut. So he answers, V'yishloim ed emayri, kishemosu beisu v'shemir ben das, v'ni chayir shayit to the kotim, v'tali beil mikon eshlam v'shavu kelim. Rikamashmon the chayav Hashem l'tisha poshut habul l'asuk yadayti shemidalkin ben l'mayla ben l'mato ben l'mayla l'mayla. La'ab urchei ba'ochei ha'yopater Hashem. Tez told you many parents, the Rabbi's not talking about Adam HaMazik. Rabbi, in Adam HaMazik, there's no concept of Mishunah. Rabbi's talking about a Shomer. Shomer is washing Kalim. And then there's some guy, some Chereshayt of a Kotun, who's not Chayiv on his own account. And it's some Chereshayt of a Kotun bouncing around in the house. And the Nidin is on the Chiyuv of the Shomer. Is this, he's supposed to do a Shmira. Shmira Pchusa, but he has to do a Shmira. So he has to be Shomer the Kalim from Hesek, that's Motzi. So if there's a Chereshayt of a Kotun bouncing around, is it Motzi that he should bounce? And he puts it up high that the Chereshayt of a Kotun shouldn't get it. So is it Motzi that the Chereshayt of a Kotun will climb up? Is it Motzi that will climb down, jump up, jump down? So that's the Chiddush of the Raisa. So here already, if it's Mishunah for the Chereshayt of a Kotun to jump up, then he would be Potter. The Shomer, the Chereshayt of a Kotun is a Mandocha. There's nobody home to be Mechayah. But the Shail is the Shomer. So the Shomer is only Chai for a Hezek that's Urche. For a Hezek that's Mishunah, the Shomer is Potter. Shomer Chinam for sure. Shomer Sochri is Lodin, but certainly Shomer Chinam only has to do Shmir Pchuso. So he's, if it's Lehavali Lazuke Adayati, he would be Potter. So there already it's a Chiddush. That if the Chai Shait of the Cotton was Chai, it's Ben Lamala, Ben Lamato, and broke the Keli, then the Shomer will be Chai. And that must be because a person is Taka Urche to jump both up and both down. Because if it wasn't Urche, he would have to be Potter. Because he doesn't have to be Shomer from things that are not Urche. And it's before that not only Odom is that the case, but that's the case for Tarnagel too. Meaning that's the whole Brisa. This is not a Brisa that's talking about Odom HaMazik, it's a Brisa that's talking about Shomer. So therefore, so you Shomer the Kelim, and you have in the house, you have a Chereshet, you have an Odom, you have a Tarnagel, presumably you have a Kelim and a Gdi. It's not only an Akimta for the one case of Odom, it's an Akimta for the entire Brisa. The Brisa is talking about Chiyuvei HaShomer. So then he goes on and says, so now there's a revach here, not only Kapi Odom. First of all, he was Marviach that there's a Chiddush in Odom. But there's also a revach in that the Brisa says by that Kelev and Gdi, when they jump up, you're Potter. And Rashi said, Potter, it's Mishunah. Mishunah shouldn't make you Potter. It should maximum be at a minimum, it's Chatzinezit. The answer is no, since we're not talking about. We're not talking about the Bala Kelev and the Bala Gdi. Maybe the Kelev and the Gdi don't have a Bala. We're talking about the Shomer. The Shomer is not Chayiv for a Hezek, that's Mishunah. Because again, like Havali Yasuk Yadayki, he did a Shmir Pusu. Yeah, I'm not sure what would be a Shomer Socher, but I think Shomer Socher probably would be Chayiv. But a Shomer Chinam at least is not Chayiv for something that's Havali Lasuk Yadayki. So Mimela, Potter means Potter Lagami. Notice by Shomer, there's no name of Chatzin Hezek. And Hashem is watching a keli, and something happens to it that was mishunah. So he's not chayiv chatzin ezek. Either he's chayiv l'asuk yadayti, and he's chayiv l'gamer yal shomer, or he's chayiv l'asuk yadayti, and he did a shmir, he did a sufficient shmir, and he's potter l'gamer. So in the that's the case of the brisa. So that's why in this brisa, there's no such thing as chatzin ezek. Rather it's potter's potter l'gamer, and chayiv is chayiv l'gamer. That's the main pair. So according to Rabbeinu Peretz, this price is talking about a Shomer. And what about the next price? The price of the Gemara asks from. So the Maskono that the Gemara says, "My Turim Nezek Shalom Mechayev Mechatzin Nezek," Avad is not talking about a Shomer. Because again, by Shomer, there's no such category as Chatzin Nezek. But initially in the Gemara's Kashi, it could be that Brisa was also talking about a Shomer. And that would be a big Rebach in the Gemara. Because the emphasis in the Gemara Chabez Med Aleph, I didn't flag this as we were reading the Gemara. The Gemara, but Tosfos is busy with this Nukut. The Gemara Chabez Med Aleph, Bahatanya, from the top of the Omen, there's an issue there in the Gemara itself. The Gemara starts off, Bahatanya, Kelev, Akisha, Golgo, Ben Lamala, Ben Lamato, Ben Lamato, Lamailo, Ptur. And the Gemara is asking a steer between the two brises. But at this point in the Gemara thinks that you're the Gemara thinks we bring the right that it's Mishunah. So how much would, what does Potter mean? If the Gemara is Kasha, what did Potter mean? But the Gemara thought that this brise over here says that these things are Mishunah and it's a steer to the first brise. So what at this point in the Gemara did Potter mean? potel gamet. Why should it be potel gamet? Mishun is chatzin ezek. In the first price, the Rashi said mishun means chatzin ezek. So over here, mishun also means chatzin ezek. So, but it's a steer between the two prices. The Gemara's problem is that it's a steer between the two prices. So the Gemara answers, no, it was apich mepach. Really, it's not mishunah, but because it was apich mepach, so that's why it became mishunah. So all of a sudden, the Gemara wakes up and says, "Ihochi my p'turim." Why wasn't that share in the kasha? That was share all along. The price says potter. Why potter? Either it's nezik shalom or it's chatzin nezik. Lefit hoshem in a peretz. It's very gishmak. Just like Bryce A is talking about a shomer, and that's why potter taka means potter legamre, the Gemara initially thought this Bryce is also talking about a shomer, and potter means potter legamre. Fake Gemara, but it's a steer between the two Bryces. So the Gemara answers, the case is that he was apich meipach, that here he did the kvitzu ba'ofen, he did the kvitzu over here ba'ofen mishune. So what did you gain? He did the kvitzu ba'ofen mishune. One second. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe that's the Gemara's test. The up the apik meipach. Oh yeah. What would happen? This is an interesting case. What would be if I was shomer a kli, and the kelim and d jump down and break it? And jumping down is not mishum. The first price says yichayev nezik shalom. Jumping down is not mishum. But this kelev and d, they jump down and the mishum took away apich meipach. The kelev jumped down the way d would jump down, and the d jumped down the way a kelev would jump down. Would you be? What would they do? You're the shomer. Yichayev a potter. You had to expect the kelev and d was going to jump down. But you didn't have to expect they were going to jump down exactly like this. No, the caliph, he thought he was going to jump down normally, but this caliph jumped down, he did a triple somersault. So that's really quite surprising. But would that make you potter? I don't think so. At the end of the day, the shomer had to be masik adaiti that the caliph is going to jump down and break the kli. He wasn't shomer karoy. Is that an oinus that we should be that close to the shiva psychic oinus? You knew he was going to jump down. It turned out he jumped down by Ifim Mishunah. Got to the Shomer. What's the difference? If you're talking Odom Amazik, it makes a difference. Odom Amazik, if you have to the Bala Kelev, if his Kelev, even though he knows the Kelev might jump down and be Mazik, but if the Kelev jumps down by Ifim Mishunah, he's Takachayef Chazin Ezek. Like Ari, you have Ari Shadoras, Ari Shatoraf. You knew your Ari might eat, but you didn't know he's going to be Toraf, so you have only Chayef Chazin Ezek. That's a din care. That when the Behemoth does the Dova Mishunah, so you become Chayef only Chazin Ezek. It's a chiddush in Karen. It's a chiddush in Momen Amazik. That when the Behemoth is Mazik, but even Mishunah, it goes down to Chatzin Ezek. But in the Shomer, there's no such thing. In the Shomer, if the Kelev to jump up, where I didn't expect the Kelev to do it at all, so I thought the Kli's in a safe space, in a safe place. And then the Kelev went and got there. So it was there I hear that that's Potel Gamin. But in the case when the Kelev jumped down, and the Shomer knew that the Kli, he put the Kli in a place where it's not Shomer, because the Kelev's going to jump down. There's a Kelev in the house, the Kelev could jump down and break it. It makes a difference to the Chi of HaShomer if the Kelev jumps down in a normal way or by even Mishunah. It's hard to imagine. So maybe it's very Gishmach thing to work. The Gemara thought we're talking about a Shomer. So what does Potter mean? Potter means Potter Lagamer. Very good. There's no Kasha. What does Potter mean? Potter means Potter Lagamer. The Shomer is Potter. Because he didn't think that the Behemoth is going to jump. He didn't think that the Kelev or the D are going to jump at all. But it's still a steer between the two prices. Because in the first price it says that it's normal for the Kelev and the D to jump down and the Shomer is Chayev. It's only not normal for the Kelev and the D to jump up and then the Shomer is Potter. And in this price it says the Shomer is Potter either way. That's the Gemara's steer between the two prices. And for the Gemara, no, the case is that the Kelev and the D jump down, but they jump down by Ifim Mishunah. Jump down by Ifim Mishunah. What difference does it make like Abi Shomer? Teretz says, no, at this point we're saying it's not talking about a Shomer. That's the Teretz. We're not talking about a Shomer, we're talking about the Balak Helev and the Balak D. And there it makes a difference that he was Mishana. Because the Mishan, the Shinui, takes it away from Nezik Shalom. Fact more, but still, why are you Potul Gamri? The Balak Helev and the Balak D, if it's normal to jump down, why are they Potul Gamri? So Mershachnechanami doesn't mean Potul Gamri, it means Ptumi Nezik Shalom, Machayav Machatzi Nezik. So the whole Gemara, the Fitos of Mere Teretz, is very good. What?
In the math of the
If the kelim of the jump down, ba'ifim mishuna, going down, it's normal for them to jump down, but it's not normal for them to jump down the way they jump down. So that be a shomer of Nezek Shalom, because the shomer of the mice was peshe. The shomer put the kli in a place where the kelim of the would jump down and would be likely to jump down and break it. What difference does it make that the kelim of the jumped down, ba'ifim mishuna, but the shomer was still peshe? If you're talking about Bala Kelev and Bala Gdi, so then this Takachid, that then if the Kelev jumps down normally, Yechayev Nezek Shalom. And the Kelev jumps down, but if in Mishun, Yechayev Chatzin Nezek. Just like Arisha Doras is Chayev Nezek Shalom, and Arisha Torah is Chayev Chatzin Nezek. The Bala Ari had to know the Kelev was going to eat, that the lion was going to eat, but he didn't know he was going to eat by even of Torah. So that's called Kerev. But that's only a Kiddush by Kerev and regular, by Mom and Amazin. But that, there's no such concept by Shomer. By Shomer, we don't care that the Kelev, By Shomer, what we're interested in was the Shomer Peshay, was the Shomer not Peshay? We did a good Shmir, didn't do a good Shmir. If you put the Kli in a place where a Kelev and a Gdi could jump down normally and break it, then you were Peshay. And if the Kelev then jumps down and does a somersault, you're still Peshay. You put the Kli in a place where the Kelev could break it, where you knew the Kelev could break it, then the Kelev broke it. So, Rabbi Yechai. Yeah. So that's very smart. The Vitzos Hashemayim parrots. The whole Gemara is talking that we understand the whole Gemara. The Gemara, look, the first verse is talking about a shomer. That's the chiddush. That's why Odom is a chiddush. Because if we weren't talking about a shomer, the verse itself gives it away because it talks about Odom. And if we were talking about Balak Elam and Balak Di, we're talking about Mamon Hamazik, Odom Hamazik. So Odom is a chiddush. That Odom is chayev. If he jumps up, he jumps down. Of course, Odom is chayev. Doesn't make any sense. So this verse obviously, according to the Tosfos Hashemayim parrots, this verse obviously is talking about a shomer. And that, in turn, sheds light on why the Braisa says Potter, and the Gemara doesn't ask, my turim. What do you mean? Why Potter Lagarmi? Because here Potter Taka means Potter Lagarmi. If it's Mishuna, you're Potter Lagarmi. In a Shomer, there's only two categories. If you were Peshe, you're Chayav Lagarmi. If you were not Peshe, you're Potter Lagarmi. So this Braisa, as far as it goes, is straightforward. The Braisa still with a Shomer, Kelev and Agdi jump down, and that's if Shir and Yechayel Gamay, they jump up, and that's it, and that's Mishunah and Yepotel Gamay, Lehavel Elosuk Yedaita, you did a Shmir Chusa, and Odom and Tarnagel Yechayel either way, because it's normal for them to jump up and to jump down, so it's a Shir on the part of the Shomer. That's Braisa number one. Correcting the Gemara from another Braisa, which initially the Gemara thinks is also talking about a Shomer. And in this Braisa it says that the Kelev and Agdi, the Shomer is Potter, your Potter, the Gemara thinks it means the Shomer is Potter whether the Kelev and Agdi jumped down or the Kelev and Agdi jumped up. In fact, why if the Kelev and Agdi jumped down, why are you Potter? It's normal for them to jump down. And for the Gemara, yeah, but they jumped down and the Mishunah took away. So why does that matter? They jumped down and the Mishunah took away. But it's still normal for them to jump down. You're still a Peshaya. Teres is, at this point, we're transitioning. We're saying that this Bryce is not talking about a Shomer, it's talking about the Balak Kelev and the Balak Di. We're talking about Mamon Hamazik. Correct me more, if that's the case, so even if it's Mishunah, but you shouldn't be Potter, it should be Karen maximum. So it should be a chatzinezik. And for the Gemara, Nechanami. Gemara answers to Nechanami. That's what it means. Turim Nezek Shalom, Nechayav and Chatzinezik. So the whole Gemara, the Chitosh of Mena Peretz, is very, very gishma.
It also makes a lot of sense because the second verse doesn't discuss Adam at all. So you don't have the key to start
discussing. Right. That's why in this price, no, it doesn't mention Adam. Because in this price, in the Maskana, we're not talking about Shomer. We're talking about the Momen HaMazik, so Adam doesn't fit here at all. By Adam, there's no category. There's no Chiddush by Adam. Adam was Adam.
You still have one
who does
the Mato Lamala,
you're Potter Lamala. Mato Lamala,
still Potter
Lagamre. No, it also be Chatzin. That's also Gishmak. That's maybe another thing we remember Yach over here. Because it comes out, we'll see in a minute, point to other Mahalkam in the Gemara, the Maskana, Lamala, Lamata. The second Bryce says, you Potter both up and down. Does that mean the same thing in both cases? Fidus Malach, yeah, it means the same thing because they're both Mishunah. Mishunah is Chatzinez. Mishunah is Chatzinez. If you'll be a Shomer, then jumping down, you'll be Chayav Lagarmi, jumping up, you'll be Potter Lagarmi. But now that it means, because jumping down is a Pshia, jumping up is like Havalei Lashukia Daita. But now that we're talking about Momen HaMazik, so these are both things that are Mishunah. Jumping down is Mishunah, jumping up is altogether Mishunah. And jumping down is Mishunah because of the way the Kelev and the Levi did it, because they did it in an unusual way. So kach kach, it's mishuna. It says the brayse. That's potter minezik shalom v'chayav minezik v'chayav machasinezik. The Rashba also asked the kash about Adam. What's the chiddush of Adam? I'm not going to read the Rashba aside. Just the kitzin imrutz. The Rashba asks, what's the chiddush of Adam? What's the chiddush of Adam? Adam would la'ol. There's no category of tamus by Adam. The Rashba is a totally different terrace. The Rashba says that when it says that a kelev and a gri jump up, they're potter, it doesn't mean he doesn't have the case of shomer at all. We're talking the whole thing. Everything is Adam hamazik, beim hamazik, mamon hamazik. Straight, that, straightforward. So the Rashba says, when the Braisa says, the first Braisa says, that when a kelev and a gri jump up, they're potter, it doesn't mean they're potter from Nezik Sholem and the Chayav Chatzin Nezik. It means the Taka Potter Lagamri. Why they Potter Lagamri? Because it's so Mishuna that it's Oinus. The Balak Elam and Balak D didn't have to be Shomer. Right? It's like altogether Mishuna. It's super. There's such a. It's so Mishuna that it's Oinus Gomer. So Mimela, if by Kelev, so if Oinus Gomor, that's a category that could apply to Adam too. That's a Kelev, that's a category that could apply to Adam. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. How could Adam be Oinus? Oh, he says it's in a funny way. He says, wait a second. He says what I told you that it means legame. Potter legame is onus chashvinale. So lohoyel l'shoymon, you didn't have to be shaymed from it all, for that at all. She ain't asim l'dalg milatul imayla. It's not the derech to jump up at all. Then he goes on and says, "V'hayinu d'itchich l'misni odom b'tarnagel chayovim." That's why you have to say odom b'tarnagel chayovim. The odom l'mayitchich. Why you have to say odom? Pshita odom mud la'olam. By odom is no such thing as tamus. Any case where a kelev and a di pay chatzin nezik, an odin pays nezik shalom. So what's the chiddush over here that odin pays nezik shalom if he jumped up or down? Why shouldn't he pay nezik shalom? If a kelev and a di, even if they pay chatzin nezik, because it's mishuna, but by odin there's no such category as mishuna, there's no such category as tamas. Odin would loilim. Elo mishum the kelev and a di p'turim legarmei yedika oinus chashvin le. Since by a kelev and a di it's considered to be oinus gomor. So Tana Adam Chayev. So therefore, the Brayse has to tell me that Adam is Chayev because a Kelev and a D is not Chatzin as a Kelev and a D is Potter Lagamri. Kelev and a D is Potter Lagamri. So then it's Tichlamei that Adam is Chayev. So what does he mean? It doesn't mean that it's a Chiddush that the Adam is not Onus. Of course, the Adam is not Onus. What's to be Onus? He decided to jump up. Where is he Onus? What's the Bachal say? Kelev and a D, if they jump up, it's Onus. Who's Onus? Not the Kelev and the D. The Balakelim, the Balak is Onus. So now it's just, so he says, so now it's a Chiddush that Adam is Chayav. Why is it a Chiddush? He needs to tell me that Adam is not Onus. Why would he be Onus? He jumped up. That was his decide, that he decided to jump up. Why is he Onus? I think he means like this. Of course, Adam's not Onus. What he means is, initially he was bothered. If Chayev and Potter, when we're talking about Kelev and D, if the words Chayev and Potter mean Nezek Shalom and Chatzin Nezek, so there's no point in telling me that Adam is Chayev, because by Adam is not just thing as Chatzin Nezek. So he's just focusing on the payment. If the word Potter in regard to Kelev and D means Chatzin Nezek, then there's no point in telling me that Adam is Chayev, meaning an Adam is not Potter, an Adam is not Chatzin Nezek. Of course, Adam is not Chatzin Nezek. There's no category of Chatzin Nezek by Adam. But now that by Kelev and Gdi the word Potter means what it says. Potter means Potter Lagamri. So he tells me, but Odom means Chayev Lagamri. And Odom is not Potter Lagamri. Yeah, Taka because he's not honest, because there's no such thing. He decided to jump up. I mean, but That never bothered him. He was never bothered, what's the chiddush of Adam? Obviously he's not onus. That somehow didn't bother him. He was bothered, what does the words mean, the Adam is chayiv? As opposed to what? Potter means chatzin esek. Adam doesn't have chatzin esek. The answer is no. Potter means potter l'gamri. Once potter means potter l'gamri, so then he can live with the fact that it says that Adam is his chayiv. Because that's the truth. That Adam jumps his chayiv, he's not potter. That's the Rashi. That's a local problem. That's a local terrorist for Odom. Why did it say Odom? He doesn't, but as far as the other questions, why did we not ask at this point, my potter, potter min ezek sholem, b'chayov min b'chatzi nezek? Well, I guess that he also solved. He didn't address it beferish, but that he also solved. Potter yitaka does not mean chatzi nezek. Potter means potter legame, because it's mishun legame. Yeah, the next Gemara, I guess it would also be good. I'll tear up the Rashba. The Gemara initially thought in the second Vayis, and when it says Potel, it also means Potel garment. Because jumping up or jumping down, they're both on this garment. But it's a steer between the two Vayis. The Gemara says, no, it's not a steer. This Vayis that says that if you jump down your Potter, means if you jump down in a Mishun and Dekoe, your Potter. And then Potter can't mean Potel garment, because jumping down in a Mishun and Dekoe is still not on us. Balakel, he's not honest if his caliph he jumped down and the Mishunah took away. He knew they might jump down. It's Mishunah, so it becomes Karen. So the Gemara has to say, the Gemara has to say, the end, my Turim, Turim and Ezra Shalom B'chayom, Turim and Ezra Shalom B'chayom and B'chatzin Ezra. And the Fidah Rashba, the Chorah comes out, yeah, Rashba speaks out himself later. That the Mela comes out that the Bryce itself, it's when it says Potter, Ben Lamala, Ben Lamata, it's a little bit of a strange thing. When the Pekelim really jump up, what level of Ptur do they have? Potter Lagami, it's Oinus. When they jump down, when it's Apach Mepach, what level of Ptur do they have? Chatzin Ezek. The Bryce was colored all together that the Potter, Ben Lamala, Ben Lamata, and Potter. Potter doesn't mean the same thing. One is Potter Menezek Sholem V'chayev V'chatzin Ezek, and one is Potter Menezek Sholem and Potter V'chatzin Ezek too. If the Rashba himself points that out. And then it brings the Rif. The Rif had different Gershon of the Gemara, but we're not busy right now with the Rif Gershon of the Gemara. At the point of that's the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rashba. So we have two Mahalchim here in the Gemara. What's the Chiddush of Adam? Adam is no category of V'chatzin Ezek. And also, why did the Gemara wait till the end of the Gemara to ask my Turim Nezek Shalom Mechayel and Mechatzin Nezek? Why did the Gemara have that problem already in the first Baisa? Or in the Kasha on the second Baisa? How come it only pops up at the end? So we have two Mahalachim, the Mahalach of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mahalach of the Rashba. The Mahalach of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz is that the first Baisa is talking about a Shomer. So by Shomer, Meshun is Taka Potel Gamei. And the Gemara initially thought the second Baisa is also talking about a Shomer. The Gemara said, no, the second Baisa is not talking about a Shomer, it's talking about the Kelev and the Balak Kelev and the Balak Di. The Balak Kelev and the Balak Di. So there already Mishun is not Chatzin Ezek. There already Mishun is not Potel Gamri. There Mishun is Chatzin Ezek. So there the Gemara has to say, my Pturim means Pturim means Ezek Shalom B'chayav and Chatzin Ezek. Then we have the Mahalach of the Rashba. No, Shomer doesn't enter into it at all. But in the first Baisa, when it says Potter, it means Potel Gamri, because for Kelev and Di to jump up is in his Gomer. But to jump down is normal. Chayiv Nezek Shalom. That frankly, but the other Baisa says that up and down are both Potter. Sounds like they're both Oinus Gomer. So the Gemara says no, down is not Oinus. Down is normal. But if to jump down and the Mishunah took away, well, that's not Oinus either. But that's Chatzin Ezek, and that's the Gemara at the end. Let's see Taisus. Odom Etanavil. Vim Taimer. Ma Chiddush Bodom Dechayiv. What's the Chiddush? Veishleim in the Nafkamino. Vim Hivki Beis Lechaveri Lishmer. Vieshom Perishay to the Gotten. Sheesh Lizor Shlidal Gomlat Vomata Vishmu Kayim. So, that sounds like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. That the price is still made a shame. Then it says, "V'oim rimi toich kach nir lefarish the hodik tani ve'akelav di shadolku mumatul matav turim haynu legarmi dechoshiv oynus." It's not so clear. What does he mean at this point? Is this a hemshich of Rabbeinu Peretz? Since you're a shomer, so even if it's mishunah, you're honest. Because Yavala, let's look at the shomer is honest, even for mishunah. He did a shmir, he's honest. It could still be Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz talking. Lachin tzir chashmin v'adam dechayev. The Pturim Nezer Sholem, and then he elaborates. The Pturim Nezer Sholem v'chayev v'chatz nezik v'ein yel mishinu v'yama amay tzir chashmin v'adam dechayev. The Osi Shap v'adam masik v'may Pturim v'ist the Goshen v'hochi amay Pturim. Why didn't we only ask it at the end? Why was it good in the Meikar? The Meikar nicholated Pturim. The Sakadai the Pturim l'gamay kamer. You might thought that Pturim is l'gamay. L'mal l'mata kamer l'mata l'mata. The lav uri l'uchi l'mikbetz klal. Now it starts to sound like the Rashi. The Gemara thought that it's not Urche at all. I will came in the Muki, but after the Mepach, the Enel, the Mishun, the Alma, my Ptur. The near the Gamlefi and Maskana, Milamala, Milamata, Lamaila, Ptur, Lagame, the Onasu, the Loma Yachzer, Misori, Shaina. Just even Lafila Maskana, if you jump up, it's not Chasnezik, it's Potter Lagame. Because after all, that's what we thought at the beginning, so why should that change at the end? A second, in Tosha Ben Peretz, we never said that if you jump up, you'd potter l'gamri. We said it by a shomer, not by a regular kelim, not by the balak kelim and the balak di. This last line, Tosha, is the Rashba talking. It sounds like the Rashba. That Tosha is saying that we're not talking about a shomer at all. But that when it says potter, it means potter l'gamri because the balak kelim and the balak di is considered to be ons. So it's clear by the end of the Tosha, it's the Rashba. At the beginning of Taisus was Taisus Ben Peretz. Charles, where is Taisus transitioning? So I'm not going to. We don't have so much time anyway. Bottom line, I think the transition is Vayimari. That's the transition. I wasn't sure, but I think that's the transition of Vayimari. Vayimari is already a different chapter. No, it starts like this. Taisus starts off like Taisus Ben Peretz. What's the chiddush of Adam? Of course, Adam would like. We're shleimer than Afkamin and Hifkid based on the Chaver Lishmer. We ain't shleicher shaped in the Kodesh. Shleish Lizoy Shleidagum Matel Matel Malamai Bishbu Kelo. He says the Teres of Tosfos Ben Peretz are talking about a shleimer. At Kan Divrei Tosfos Ben Peretz. I mean, this Tosfos Ben Peretz is just another version of Tosfos. This part of Tosfos parallels the version that we saw in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Teres is a new word. Vaymeri, a different Teres. That mitoich kach, meaning mitoich this kasha. What's the chiddush of Adam? So it's a different shot. Near the farish, the hodik tony akela vadisha dogum ilmatu lemayla pturim. Doesn't mean that it's mishun and it's chatzin ezek. It means legamre that the balak kelim and the balak di are part to legamre because it's not merely mishuna. It's so mishuna that it becomes oynes gomer even for the balak kelim and the balak di. And once that's true, and therefore the hoch yasrichim litzuch lashmin of adam dechayev, like we saw in the Rashba, meaning. Once we're talking about the category of potel gamre, then I understand that it has to say that Adam is not potel gamre; he's chayev. Because, but if potel would mean potel menezik shalom chayev and mechatzin ezek, be any elam shinu ba'alma amai itzeh lashmin of Adam to chayev. Because by Adam there's no category of chatzin ezek. So I would have to tell him that Adam is not chayev chatzin ezek. This is mamash al derech the Rashba, and he continues in that vein, and that's why he says at the end. That it comes out a little bit of a strange thing in the last brisa, that when the brisa says that if you jump down or you jump up, if you jump up or you jump down and you shouldn't take away, you put there and my turim minezik shalom turim lechatzinezik lechayovim minezik shalom, but it's really misparish in two different ways. When you jump up, that's mishun legamre, like the gemara thought initially, and that's part of legamre lo miyachzer from that assumption. But if it jumped down, that's not mishun legamre. The first brisa says the yachayev, obviously it's not an onus. But you did it in the Mishnah Dik away. Doing something in the Mishnah Dik away, the Gemara says, is only Chatzin Ezek. And in the Chinami, it comes out that jumping up and jumping down in the Mishnah Dik away are not the same. Jumping up is Potel Gamri. Jumping down, even if it was Sopach Mepach, is only going to be Chatzin Ezek. Because Lama, Yachzer, Misvar, Mishnah. I could have said once we're Chazer, the Pshat in the Baisa of Potel means Chatzin Ezek. So maybe jumping up is also Chatzin Ezek, and the first Baisa also means Chatzin Ezek. But he says, Lama, Yachzer, Misvar, Mishnah. We don't find the Gemara Chazar in that Nakuda, and therefore you have to say, even though the Rashi is a little bit of a doichik, that potter in the second vice means different things. So that's the shot in this Tosfos. There's two different things going on in this Tosfos. The first half is the first little bit is like Tosfos Ben Peretz, and the second half is like the Rashi. Okay, there's another piece here that I wanted to talk about in the Tosfos of the Apach Meipach. I thought we'd get to it today, but I see I'm not going to get to it today. So that's I want to talk about Tosfos Apach Meipach. Next time we'll talk about Tosfos Apach Meipach. And I want to think again about whether that Tosfos is against the Nemukhi Yosef. And I think we have a bit more equipped to think that through. So we'll spend a short time on that. And then we have to go on to the next Sugi, Yishim Shukitsa, the big Sugi. I'm not positive if we're going to be here on Sunday. I'll let you know. But the good likelihood of that. Well, I'm not sure. It's maybe it's 50-50.
So
why do you
say that Tosco is going in two different directions? Why can't it just be that the case of Adam is a shoulder and the rest of Bryce is talking about the actual file? So